Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Apple's toying with the idea of 5G Max, but don't start lining up just yet. They're investigating cellular connectivity for future models with a potential launch in 2026 or later because, you know, Apple loves to take their sweet time with new features. It's like they're allergic to being first to market. Now imagine never having to hunt for Wi-Fi again. Sounds pretty sweet, right? But let's be real. How many of us are chomping at the bit to pay even more for our already wallet-draining MacBooks? I can already hear the collective groan from Apple fans everywhere. Speaking of groans, TikTok might be in for a world of hurt. A federal appeals court just gave the thumbs up for a potential U.S. ban. Turns out national security concerns trump dance trends and lip-syncing videos. Who knew? If this goes through, millions of users will have to find a new way to procrastinate. The real popcorn-worthy drama here is how this will play out in the China-U.S. relations soap opera. Grab your snacks, folks. Now let's talk about OpenAI. They're considering ditching their no commercial AGI rule because nothing says trust us with superintelligence like prioritizing profit, right? This move reeks of pressure from investors who want their slice of the AI pie. Let's hope they don't accidentally create Skynet while chasing those sweet, sweet VC dollars. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with putting profit before ethics when it comes to potentially world-altering technology? In other news, Reddit's jumping on the AI bandwagon with their new search tool, Reddit Answers. Now you can get AI-curated hot takes without the hassle of actual human interaction. Is this progress? I'll let you decide. But hey, at least now you can get your daily dose of cat memes and conspiracy theories more efficiently. Speaking of AI mishaps, itch.io, the indie game store, got taken down by Funko's overzealous AI brand protection because nothing says protecting brands like nuking an entire gaming platform. Oops, it's like using a flamethrower to kill a fly. Effective, but maybe a tad overkill. On a lighter note, Sony's bringing back the OG PlayStation boot screen to PS5. Nostalgia, the gift that keeps on giving, and selling consoles. I can already hear the collective sigh of millennials everywhere as they're transported back to simpler times when their biggest worry was whether their memory card had enough space. And finally, here's a thought to chew on. If AI can now write most of our code, does that mean future coding interviews will just be prompt engineering 101? Imagine a world where instead of whiteboarding algorithms, you're judged on how well you can sweet-talk an AI into doing your job for you. It's not cheating if it's a required skill, right? Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.